Welcome to the Jew to the Jew Joiner Show.
Now he took good care of me. When I thought I was lost, he found me. Even when I could not do right, I would always pray every night. He would always see me differently. That's why I praise him, can't you see? I will ever lift my voice and lift my hands.
We all know that we're not worthy.
We're not worthy.
Let the record show. We cannot boast.
No, no, no.
Proud, but we can all sing,
sing it,
this
y'all.
Amazing grace. We are standing in this place. We once was lost, but now we're found. And we're gonna get bigger when this rears up.
Come on, lift those hands.
Everybody, come on, put your hands up.
You know he's been good.
You know he's been good. Put your hands up.
Hey, 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 hey.
No one can compare of his goodness.
Come on, come on.
Come on.
Sometimes, and I know that you're not always fine. If the truth be spoken right now, some of y'all are wondering how.
Sing it, fellas. Because we love him so, in our spirit we do know. Come rain or shine, he'll make a way. He'll turn your darkness into day.
Everybody, come on.
Let the record show.
We cannot
boast,
we can't be proud,
but we can all sing.
Come on. Y'all know God's been good to us. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. We say that all the time. So wherever you are, he's worthy to be praised. So here's what we do.
Adore you, magnify you, lift our voice and our hands.
Now stop, come on, wave your hands. Get on the floor, do your dance. All glory and honor to him. CBG, come praising with SDM.
We after the spirit, however we can get it. We own it. Game's changed, this is how we confront it, by giving honor where it's due. Throw your hands up, praise him till you break through. Give it time, he know your troubles, he'll see it through.
And now clap your hands like this. Everybody just clap your hands. Yeah, clap your hands like this. Come on, come on, come on. And now clap your hands like this. Everybody just clap your hands. And now stomp your feet like this. Come on,
well,
come on, put your hands
come
up.
Come on, lift them up.
Everybody come on.
All the way up, come on.
You know he's been good, put your hands
you know he's worthy.
No one can compare,
come
on, y'all. Come on.
Come on, come on.
Over there, over there. Come on.
Everybody, come on. Put your hands
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah.
I
see you over there.
No one can compare.
Somebody's thankful. Somebody's thankful. Come on.
Somebody's
come on.
Man in radio, the paper boy, Jew Joyner. Thank you so much for being in tune to the Jew Joyner Show. That was my friend and brother, Mr. Darius Brooks, with his hit single, Put Your Hands Up. Guess what, good people? I had a chance to talk to this man of God, and he was really informative in our interview, and I just want to share this with you on today. Jew Joyner. Darius Brooks, right here on the Jew Joyner Show.
Mr. Darius Brooks is with us on today, and we want to say good morning to you, Doc.
Everybody, come on, put your hands up. If you know he's been good, put your hands up.
My hands up, Doc.
Listen, he's been good. God's been good.
That's all right.
Even on a bad day.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, he has.
Good morning, Darius
Brooks. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Man, I'm seeing you. I didn't see you this past Saturday because we were out on our property having Philly Fest, but the past 2 weeks I've been watching Reverend Jesse Jackson on TV on the Word Network, and every Saturday, Darius Brooks is in the house, and you know when he is in the house.
I have fun. I love Reverend Jackson. He's really a great mentor to me. He's one of the wisest men I know. He know how to take the church and the politics and make them stand up versus lean from side to side. He's awesome. He really, really is. I don't know. He's awesome to me. He is. I mean, you talk about man of wisdom. Reverend Jackson is—he's amazing, and definitely, it's just—he just impacts you. If you could just simply be a sponge, he has so much. I've been with him for over 13, 14 years, and every day he never ceased to amaze me with the wisdom. And I'm not talking about small-minded thinking. I'm talking about when you know your mentor, when you know people of wisdom.
Right.
I do a lot of seminars, and I tell people, you know, you have to mentor. You don't do what they do. You don't say what they say. You watch how they operate.
Oh.
He just awesomely always turning lemons into lemonade. Awesome, awesome. But, man, God is good.
Oh, my goodness.
He is good, huh?
You know, sometimes, Darius and I were talking off, you know, off the air, and I'm, in a sense, speechless right now because, good people, he has been dropping some stuff in my head. And I've been soaking it up. So if I get a little quiet, Darius, it's just registering right now.
Yeah, y'all, please, what he's talking about really is in the CD called My Soul. Put your hands up. I mean, you guys know I have Grammys, Sellers Awards, Devil Awards. I've written for Shirley Caesar, Hezekiah Walker,
Everybody.
The Thompson, Community Singers of Chicago, Vicky Wine, you just name them. And I'm honored. It's an honored position. It's not nothing arrogant. It's just a blessing that God has allowed me to do that. But if you get the CD, My Soul, Put Your Hands Up, it's really grooves and great tunes, but substance lyrics. I mean, things that you put in your car. My Soul is the type of CD you listen to every day of the week, not just the weekends when you get paid and you may have fun. Or you need something to get you through a quick fix.
Right.
You know? It's a great, great CD. You all go out in the store, ask for Darius Brooks, My Soul. Of course, Your Will is all over the country, and it's blessing lives everywhere. I got over almost 1,000 emails.
Wow.
Last week about Your Will is what's best for me. But, man, you are awesome, and I want to thank you, Jew, for just really just giving me an opportunity to come on and share with the people. And, man, I'm excited. I'm excited.
Man, I'm telling you the truth, man. Your music ministry has been blessing us for years.
Thank you so much.
For you to stay so consistent with the times and everything, it is just a wonderful thing. And I just want to know, how do you stay consistent?
I hate to keep mentioning his name, but he really is awesome. Reverend Jesse Jackson taught me, how do the mighty fall when they think they're mighty?
Wow.
People of God, listen, My prayer every day to God is, God, I do not want to know everything. And I was running every day because I run every day.
Okay.
And the Spirit of God spoke to me and said, the good thing about life is you don't have to know everything.
Mm-hmm.
People of God, the good thing about this life is you don't have to know everything, contrary to popular belief.
Wow.
You go as you grow.
Oh, I like. Say that one more time.
You go as you grow.
Oh, man.
Because the pressure of life
mm-hmm.
will make you think that you don't have the answers and you can't do this because it's people, it's too much.
Wow.
But that's why I love God, because he's the only one. He is the only one, not no preacher, not no pastor, not no teacher.
Mm-hmm.
He is the only one, if you tap into his word, that will show you how to navigate through this. Now, all of them are needed. Every one of us are needed for each other, from the pastor to the evangelist. So please don't misunderstand me.
Mm-hmm.
But our power and our navigation and our journey and our destiny is in the word of God,
mm-hmm.
not in a religious sense that you read it. Things, simple things like, y'all, don't co-sign for people.
Right.
It's in the Bible. And then when you co-sign for your sister and she don't pay you back, then you get mad at her. God said, what you get mad at her for? It's stuff like that, you guys. And My Soul CD talks about substance and life and how you have to focus. It's amazing. And I'm so excited and blessed to really have the music ministry that people can really, really, really get blessed. And I'm not talking about an arrogant position like I'm all that. I'm just honored. I really, really, really am. I'm glad that he's used me as a position or a person to be able to really pour that into people. So I'm excited about that. And, we got to get down there. We got to get down there.
No, man, we're working on it as we speak.
Yeah, we got to get down there.
Now, when you say we, that leads me to my next question. How did you and the Tommies decide to say, you know what, we're going to get back together?
Well, you guys, the Tommies are back together on the road again in an enormous way. Somebody say, who are the Tommies? The Thompson Community Center.
My goodness.
Safe in his arms for the good of them. My mind's made up, available to you, Lord. I believe in my name. He cares.
Wow.
Trouble, heartaches, and pain. And what we did, somebody told me the other day, Jude, that the Tommies were old. What they don't know is I started with Reverend when I was 20. I think I was 19.
Wow.
Yeah, so if you really look at it, Reverend Bronson was the conduit, but the Tommies were all young.
Wow.
So we were just with somebody seasoned. I told them somebody the other day, I said, this our season right now. Anyway, I'm telling y'all, we're around the country. We're having fun. We're singing all of the substance hit songs. And I'm on the road myself. Darius Brooks is on the road with my ministry as well. Put your hands up at your will. And it's awesome. Either they're gone or I'm gone. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. I try to be with the Tommies 100% as much as we can with them. But and then, of course, when Reverend Jackson called, I'm there.
Yeah, I know that's right.
You know, just London and all that other stuff. So, but it's a blessing. It's a good thing. And people of God live. And do me a favor. I don't know who this is going to bless, but if anybody going to be able to teach you or share anything with you, they got to know more than you know. If you know the same thing they know or you on their level, they cannot teach you.
That's one more. That's another thing you got to say again.
If we're going to grow or mature or go to the next place in our lives, someone got to know more than we know.
Wow.
We cannot know what they know or even agree with them. They got to challenge us where we are to take us to another place. And Jude, I don't know if the people I'm about to bust on this phone, I don't know who are listening to my voice right now, but I promise God that I would not die without pleasing him. And pleasing God, people of God, that's getting what we want. That's why he said, without faith, it's impossible to please me. Faith is about you. It's not about God. He was here before you got here. He's here right now, and he's going to be here when you leave. He brought you here for you through him. He's the conduit, and the way we get the blessings of God is his way. But all of this stuff, setting up an inheritance for our children's children and being happy, literally, it's for us. It's not for God. He created it. you know, it's a blessing. It really is. And it has to be unpacked. I know some people are like, what the world? But my mother had 9 girls, 6 boys, 15 kids. Mm. She was raised in church. She went to church, school, home, church, school, home. I mean, church, work, funeral home, church, work, funeral home. Mm. It's just, just a ritual. And some of us do the same thing. And we never live. We merely exist.
Right.
So I didn't mean to do all that. I do seminars and I minister a lot, but this is not the CD. Sorry, y'all.
It's more than the CD. You didn't take it to another level, Doc.
Yeah.
I'm telling you the truth. And
I don't talk in concert, y'all, just for the record. Just for the record. We come with music 199%. And I tell people all the time, if you call me for ministry, call me for ministry. If you call me for concert, call me for concert. Because, you know, we're trying to get the two.
Oh, boy.
So we would, you know, and y'all have some great songs on that. You know, the JourneyMusicGroup.com, JourneyMusicGroup.com. Y'all go to the website, look it up, and we're doing some wonderful things. Got some new artists we signed to the label. It's a blessing. Man, Jimmy, I got to get down there so I can hang out with you.
I know, man. We got to hook up.
What the world need now?
It's been too long, man.
Right. We got to do something. So, y'all, let's work together. Let's get the Tommy's down there. Get me down there so we can, you know, just shake some stuff up, have some fun, enjoy Jesus. Good music, more good music. Everybody's great. I got a new philosophy, not you. Mm-hmm. God bless everybody. No exceptions. Yeah, y'all write down on y'all refrigerators and glove compartments. And if you ever say that, God gonna start blessing your life.
Oh my! Say it again.
God bless everybody. No exceptions. And if you can say that, then you're on your way, because you never know. Somebody may be a certain way right now to you, but you have no clue of God's plan for their lives two years from today.
Oh my goodness!
He could turn anybody around, y'all. That's why I say God bless everybody. No exceptions. Some people may think somebody don't need to be blessed because of what they're doing and where they are.
Wow.
Please take your screwdriver out of God's program. If you take your screwdriver out of a CD, put your hands up. Everybody, come on. Y'all, always get me started, y'all, because that's how we be talking off the air. Y'all. This is how we be talking, you know, because we going to get our inheritance. Down the line says, get your inheritance.
Get it.
You have to know how to get it. You cannot be ignorant getting your inheritance.
Please.
People, please, y'all, come on. And it's so much out there. It is so much room, and it's so much money to be made. So many of us can set up real estate for our children and our lives. Mm. Y'all, you got to get with the champions.
Mm-hmm.
Get with the movers. Please. And they're not bad, as we've been taught.
Right.
If we're careful, they can teach us something.
That's right.
You know. So, woo-de-woo! You get me off this radio. You're going to get me in trouble.
God. We're talking to Mr. Darius Brooks right now. And good people, we're having a wonderful time. So, Darius, is the Tommy's CD in stores now?
Yes, it's called Darius Brooks Presents the Tommy's Reunion.
Okay.
And, I mean, we did the medley, Jesus is a Rock, over and over since he came. Great things. Oh, my goodness. You know, you get going. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Francine Jones from Florida.
Oh, my God.
I don't know
God.
If y'all know Francine, but my God,
oh my God.
Oh, yeah, go get it. If you don't have it, JourneyMusicGroup.com, JOURNEY, MusicGroup.com. And you let them call the station. Let me know what stores don't have it, and I'll make sure they have it. You guys, it's great music. It's huge music. Great music. I'm not trying to sell a CD. Those that get it, you just going to bless your life.
Darius, is Francine Jones, is that the blind Francine Jones?
That's blind Francine.
Oh, my God.
Yes, we did a tune on you. As a matter of fact, I think Marvin Winans wrote it, if I'm not mistaken.
Boy.
You Are Everything to Me. And we recorded with the Tommies years ago. I put them all back together. Tina Watson, Ken McFarlane, Leanne Fain. It was early. One more. We put them all back together. And wait. And Jude, they ain't joking.
Oh.
You know, when people see us, Leanne is about, I think, 60, and she wears people out. They be like, girl, where you get that energy from? You
know,
it's crazy. It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
And you know what? It's fun. A lot of us are so, it is enormous fun for us to get back together. We've all matured.
Mm.
Everything's awesome. And then even God is so awesome that coming back together has brought some of them even life. So I think after Milton Bronson passed away, a lot of them just stopped going to church.
Oh, wow.
Doing things. But now they're back in church, and it's amazing. God is awesome. And I, oh, you're going to make me, why you do this to me? People of God, if you ever want to hear God laugh, tell him your plans.
Oh, you know what? This is a day of quotes. And you need to write this stuff down, good people, because you are receiving some stuff from Darius Brooks on today that I know you didn't expect to get on today. You got to say it again, what, Doc? You got to say it again.
If you ever want to hear God laugh, tell him your plans.
Lord, but, I want me a Hummer.
Yeah, exactly.
He's laughing on that
one, Doc. Or either, Lord, I want to be married. Or, Lord, wait, now I love Donald Lawrence song, Get Your Inheritance.
Uh-huh.
I love it. But what we got to learn before we get it is how to get it and how to keep it.
Ooh.
Because to get it and not know how to keep it is not God, but to know how to keep it and get it is God.
Ooh.
We're supposed to get our inheritance, but we got to learn how to get it. Because God was, why you give me trouble, too?
Uh-huh.
I was telling somebody the other day, God says the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just saints. He's talking about businesses. If somebody have a business, and you have a business, and yours is not doing good, you already set up your business plan. You already got your license. You're already doing it. And what happens is somebody loses something, and it comes over to you. He don't just give you somebody stuff that they've established. You have to be established in order to get somebody stuff that happens. It's just, I can't get all this in a radio interview. Lou, Jesus, stop. Jesus. But the saints, it's time for us to go to the next place in God, and not religiously. But for real. No, y'all, for real. For y'all, you really need to be debt-free for real. Yeah. I'm getting in trouble. We got to go beyond blessed and highly favored.
Ooh.
We have to go beyond blessed and highly favored. He said, I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Blessed and highly favored. Blessed means happy. Y'all study that in the Word. Blessed simply means happy. And favor means protection. When he favors you, he protects you until you get your stuff. And then after that, we walk into the abundance. That's overflow.
Oh,
but I
got to
go.
Lord, please get people.
Yeah, but y'all in concert, I do not, I used to, but I don't do it no more. We in concert, we go straight through. Pat out, pat out, pat out. Put your hands up. Lord, I believe. Lockdown. When I was little. And then the Tommies, we have hit after hit after hit. Safe in his arms for the good of them available to you. It's y'all over my mind made up. Shout over. Oh, my goodness. Over and over. It's amazing.
Dog, thank you so much.
I am honored, man. I really am.
I am serious. You have really blessed us on today.
Yeah. And please, y'all, email me at Journey Music Group if I've blessed you. That's all, only ones I've blessed. Y'all email me. The ones I didn't bless, thank you so much. And God bless you so much.
I'm taking my BlackBerry out right now. I'm emailing you right now, dog.
Yeah. And people of God, I got to give you this closing awesome word. Please study the word where he says the word of God is so awesome. Everybody will not agree with you when you're on your way to someplace.
Oh.
So embrace that.
Ooh.
Yeah, embrace it. When it's time for you to go to your next place in life, there are going to be people who disagree with you. It's in the word. Yeah. So please embrace it. Don't be mad or discouraged or think you're doing something wrong.
Gracious.
Yeah, people are going to disagree with you when you change, when you mature. I like to use the word mature, not change. Yeah. So embrace it. Do not be mad or think you've done anything wrong. When you make up your mind, I'm not going to be in this place this time next year, be careful because some of your best friends might change. They might think that you're all in the bag of chips now, and it happens. So on your way to destiny, just embrace change. You know, there's some people that you never thought are going to switch on you.
Oh.
Because you don't want to be in the same place no more. So I hope you guys are blessed. I hope you guys are
emailing. Oh, my goodness.
Email me, journeymusicgroup.com. Please let me know.
But then
I love you guys. Remember my motto, God bless everybody. No exceptions. Please get the CD. Put your hands up. It's a great CD. And, of course, Lord, I mean, your will is what's best for me is my other CD as well. And the Tommy's Reunion, Darius Brooks presents the Tommy's Reunion, is out as well. So and do. Oh, we got. I just want to come down there and do a concert. You know, y'all bring me down there to do a concert.
You on your way, dog? He said, please.
I do workshops as well. I do workshops as well, church workshops for choirs.
Oh,
that's my passion. I love to teach and train choirs.
Wow.
Yeah, no foolishness. No, y'all, if y'all really want it for real. Now, and pastors, I teach relationship to the pastors and ministers of music, really, to have the heart of the pastor. I'm one of those real ones. I am one of those. Yeah, yeah. So.
Oh, my God. Darius Brooks, thank you so much.
I love you, God. I love you. I love you, too. And I look forward to coming down there.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to come down there and enjoy Jesus and lift him up all the way. Norfolk, Virginia, I love you guys.
Oh, thank you so much, good people. It's Darius Brooks.
It's the Jew Joiner Show.
Come on. Everybody say, yeah. So many times in life before, I tried and tried to do things my way. Ladies! I thought that I was smart enough. I thought I knew enough to handle myself. Hey! Woo. I didn't realize the problem was, the struggle was between my will.
Not my will, God.
So I'm giving up my will for yours. I'm totally dependent on you. But Lord, please come through. Everybody say, I have no other choice but to trust you. That's all. Your word says my help is gonna come. I'm just gonna rest in what you say.
Yeah!
That's my cousin right there. That's right, Mr. Ty Tribbett with No Other Choice. Something spectacular is going to be taking place on August 17th and 18th right here in Virginia. Ty Tribbett and Greater Anointing are going to be doing their live recording right here in the Big VA. Guess what, good people? I had a chance to talk to my cousin right before he comes in town, and I want to share this interview with you, Jew Joyner, and cousin Ty Tribbett right here on the Jew Joyner Show.
Good people on the line, I have, that's right, my cousin is on the line right now. y'all know my cousin, right? Ty Tribbett, my cousin?
Hell no, that, yo. Hell no.
What's up, man?
Cousin Jew, what's up?
Everything lovely, baby boy. How you, man?
Man, I'm good, man. You know, we gearing up for next month.
Man, what's up with all this talk about this frantic stuff going on? Ty Tribbett coming to VA, man. What's up with that?
It ain't no talk. It is official. We are having an official standout weekend. Standout is the name of my next CD. Okay. And we're doing a live DVD and CD recording right there in VA. You know, the official standout weekend, and you can hear my voice, so you know we're rehearsing hard, will be August 17th and 18th, man, right there in VA. Well, the first night, which is Friday night, will be at the Rock Church. I'm sure everybody knows where that's at.
Right, right.
The Rock Church down in Virginia Beach.
Right.
The second night, the second day, which is Saturday, will be on Virginia Beach. What is it? 24th and Jefferson, something like that.
Right. Okay.
Well, actually, on Virginia Beach, you know what I'm saying?
Man. I was there.
Pacific.
Okay, 24th and Pacific?
Yeah, okay. 24th and Pacific.
Okay.
On Virginia Beach, starting at 5 o'clock with an open mic.
Huh?
Open mic from 5 to 7, because Virginia got some crazy talent, and I want to display it. We're going to put y'all on DVD and all that good stuff. And then 7 o'clock, Gio will do the second half of the recording.
Wow.
So,
Ty, tell us a little bit about what we can expect for this next recording, man.
Honestly, man, I mean, everybody knows energy, blah, 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 blah. But honestly, man, you know, the energy is going to be high because we're excited. I'm going to lose my mind. In the
wow.
The material God has given us is, oh, my God, it's so powerful. I just want everybody, along with the energy, having a good time. I don't want our cousins, you, don't let nobody come through those doors without expecting a move of God. Don't let them through the doors, cousin. All right, now, I'm going to put that on you. Virginia, I don't want nobody coming there with their sunglasses and all and chilling and I want y'all ready to experience God like you never have before. You know, when we travel and we see other cultures, you know, come to worship, they come with their hands raised. They enter into these gates with thanksgiving and, of course, with praise.
Right.
But you go to the black church and their hands are raised, but they want to receive something. It's not thanksgiving. It's not giving. Come ready to give God. I'm telling you, this hour you can expect God. We cannot get through a rehearsal, man.
What?
We can't get through.
You hear our voice? You hear our voice?
Oh, my God. I mean, God is all up in that thing. He's tearing us up, man.
Mm.
But it's still creative. The music is still wonderful and great. But the power of God is so heavy on it. And I don't want us to be going off on stage in Virginia just staring at us.
Right.
I want y'all
to come ready
to experience God. Please let them know that for me, cousin.
Oh, man, you know I got your back, cuz.
Yeah.
Now, Ty, am I going to get another?
Well, I might do that once or twice.
Okay, all right. I just want to know.
I might do it once or twice. Kimberell is coming, man, again. Kimberell, Judy Christie McCall is going to come.
Wow.
Also, Kiki is coming, of course. And Anouk, my man. Nobody knows Rock. Well, I don't think. His name is John Owens, man. Got my white boyfriend coming to help us worship, man. It's going to be amazing. Those are the people that are going to be actually singing on the project. Now, what artists might come through and just hang out, I don't know. I'm hitting a little bit of everybody's coming, but
yeah.
I want Virginia to be there. I don't want all these people from Jersey, everybody to be there, and then my family from VA not to be there. Please go to Tide Tribute Worldwide. com, get your ticket, or go to ticketmaster.com. Please, y'all, reserve your seat now. I'm calling to Virginia to see Virginia, not to see Alabama or Texas. They're tripping all over, but I want y'all to be
now. Now, Ty, I got a question for you, man. Now, what about the open mic session? How can people register for that?
Okay, that's going to kind of be like on the spot type thing? I think so. As soon as you get there to Virginia Beach, we'll have a booth or whatever where you sign up. And you sign up at the booth, and we'll call you as first come, first serve. And, depending on how prepared you are, how wonderful your presentation is, we're considering putting certain people on the DVD or Word Network. They're going to be in the house, you know.
Wow.
So, you know, we're really going to display other people's gifts and talents for the beach party sector. Because we know we're the only ones that can sing or whatever. You know what I mean? So much talent in VA, it don't make no sense.
Man.
Every time we come there before we sing, we're like, okay, why are we here? Because they be killing down there. My man Patch is down there.
Yeah.
You know, so many other great groups. My man Emery is down there. So we really want to display these other talents, man. So when you get there at Virginia Beach, 5 o'clock, it starts. So you might want to get there a little early just to sign up, and we'll put you on the stage.
Sounds good, man. So what time does everything start on Friday?
Friday night, it starts at 8 o'clock. But hold up. 8 o'clock at the Rock Church, everything is kicking off and starting. But hold up, Friday night, 6 o'clock before it starts, I'm having a pizza party for all the kids, man.
Get out.
All the young kids. Yeah, man, I think, I don't know, 12 and under, 13 and under, 15 and under, whoever want to come. Because, you know, when they start getting 17, they only... you know, but all the kids, I'm throwing a pizza party, man. Just to meet the kids. I love the kids. And a lot of times when it's like a recording or something big like that, I'm running around and I ain't got time to, you know, really be real touchable. So I made some time to be touchable.
Mm.
I holler at the kids and I'll go on and take pictures, whatever they want. That'll be at 6 o'clock before the concert for all the kids. So my mother's bringing kids everywhere I go. My 4-year-old loves you. My 9-year-old loves you. I'm like, really? Wow. You know, and I want to show that I love them too. So I'm going to go somewhere. I'm going to sit down and just let them, you know, ask me questions. Whatever it is, we're going to have pizza together. We all just love on each other.
Man, that's all good. Now, after the pizza party, we're going into the recording.
Yes.
Okay.
After the pizza party, we're going straight over to the recording, man, and it will start at 8 o'clock, and and that's all I can say about the recording. I can't. Ain't no way to hype it. Ain't no way to be like, yo, this girl. Ain't no way to say it. This. Just you might want to be there. That's all I can say about it.
Wow, man. I'm looking forward to it, man. Looking forward to hanging out with you, man. And,
yes, sir.
If we get a few minutes or something, maybe we can get something to eat, man.
Yeah, that would be good, because I'm going to need that.
Okay.
you see how skinny I am, right? So I'm gonna need that. Help me up.
Now here's what I heard, man. I heard that you're gonna be, it's a big stage at Rock Church, right? Now I heard you've been practicing that you're gonna jump all the way from one end of the stage to the other. Now explain how you're gonna do that.
See, you letting all of the cats out the bag. That's all. You gotta just let them come and see. You gotta go see that part. You know, we gotta do the signature jump, but it has to be different because I've seen the regular one before. So everything you see is gonna have a little twist on it. Trust me.
Wow, man.
No, it's gonna be amazing, man. It's gonna be exciting, fun, but above all, the spirit of the Lord is gonna be all in that place. Everybody's gonna leave there empowered, you know what I mean, to live when they leave. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? A lot of people are excited when they come to church. Everybody's more excited to come to church. But I say, Lord, when I start my church, I want my saints to be, well, you're the saints that you let me be steward over. I want them to be excited to go home and live what they just heard. So that's my whole thing. I want us to be excited to take that worship home. Whatever. When you come, you're going to be empowered. Trust me.
Man, I'm excited right now.
Woo! We got 1 month, baby. 1 month. So y'all need to hurry up. Get online. Get online. Get your tickets. We only have 30 days left.
30 days.
Countdown has begun for the official Stand Out Weekend.
Stand Out Weekend with Patrick.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm lost for words, man. Lost for words.
Oh, man. Just make sure you be there, cousin. And listen, the rule is, here's the rule for Stand Out Weekend. Nobody's allowed to come by themselves.
Uh-oh.
You can't. You got to bring nobody, no big old car. It's just you and a passenger. Fill up the car. Bring everybody. Bring people who don't like gospel. Bring people who ain't been to church.
That's right. That's right. I'm looking forward to it, man. Ty Trippett is coming to VA to see his cousin.
Yes, sir.
Love you, man.
I love you too. You take care,
cousin. Okay, you do the same.
All right, bye.
All right.
This is Michael Stebley, and you're listening to The Clown, Jew Joyner Show.
Advertise on The Jew Joyner Show. Promote your company on the hottest show literally streaming and podcasting across the world. For more info, call 757-235-2505. That's 757-235-2505.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm trying to see who fumed you had last Saturday.
The fume we had last Saturday? We had some lady fume last Saturday.
Week before that, did you have a Smith down there?
What's her name?
Smith, I can't think of the first name.
Her last name was what?
Smith.
Yeah, let me see.
And within the last month or so. Hello?
We had a Wilbur Smith.
When you had, was that?
We cremated him.
And then nobody even called.
Yes, ma'am. Hold your line.
All right.
Yeah, we cremated.
Nobody called me and told me nothing.
Yes, ma'am.
So, Wilbur was my neighbor.
Yes,
and I had went out of town to visit my boy.
Yeah.
And came back, and I noted that he wasn't out there in New York.
Yeah,
and y'all done cremated Wilbur.
Yeah, we done cremated him.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Lord.
All right.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
Where the ashes?
Ma'am?
Where's the ashes?
When what?
The ashes. What they do with the ashes?
The family got them.
Which family member do Blue got them?
I don't know, ma'am.
Lord, why somebody didn't call me and tell me that they been cremated with them?
Yeah, they cremated. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Lord. Jesus, Lord, they didn't tell me.
All right.
Well, who y'all got down there this week?
Oh, we got about 10 in here, ma'am.
Well, which one's going to be the... Well, I knew Wilbur, but I'm just going to try to go to another funeral to make up for his.
Yes.
And who y'all having down there? Y'all got anything going at 1 o'clock Saturday?
No, ma'am, not yet.
Will you have anything coming up,
I don't know yet. They're making arrangements now.
What's the next funeral you got coming up?
We got a funeral Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Mount
Calvary Baptist Church.
And what's the name on it?
Mrs. Annie Mae Barkley.
Me? Oh, Lord Jesus! Oh, Lord. Ain't nobody called me and told me she dead!
All right.
So glad
you did.
We
guy's music ministry is an awesome one. Mr. Kevin Vassar with So Glad. Good people, I had a chance to chat with Mr. Kevin Vassar. Because of what Kevin has gone through, you really need to pay attention to this interview because trust me, it will bless your soul. Jew Joyner and Mr. Kevin Vassar right here on the Jew Joyner Show. What's up to you, man?
What's going on, Mr. Joyner, man? It's an honor and a privilege to be here with you today, man.
Well, man, I just want to let you know, man, I'm so glad that you had a chance to stop by and chat with us for a little while. So, man, just tell us about the inspiration of that song, So Glad, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, So Glad is a song was written by a friend of mine named Rick Robinson in Chicago from Chi-Town, and it's a song when I particularly started working on my album. I have a lot of friends that are writers, so I was able to get the word out that I was trying to, you know, do my debut album, man. And he just wrote that song particularly for me.
Wow.
And when you listen to the lyrics, man, it just really explains itself, man.
It does.
Everything that God is doing, has done, or that he is going to do for us, you know, it's a song of just saying, God, we appreciate you. You know,
that's
telling
awesome.
Him thanks. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Now, I was reading about you a little bit, and you did a live recording without being signed to a label.
Oh, yeah, man. I stepped out on faith, man. God gave me some instructions, man, because I used to sing with the gospel group called Youth Edition.
Okay.
Sung with them for pretty much all my life, family group and everything. And it was through a illness that I suffered from kidney failure. And
wow.
I share that with everyone and let them know. It was during that season where I was literally in the hospital that God began to give me specific instructions that it was time to move on to another season in my life, and told me to step out on faith, you know.
Wow.
Because, you know, anytime you're going to do a major production, man, it can be costly.
Right.
And
right.
Man, I literally stepped out on faith, man, and God just began to open doors, man, and we pretty much finished the project, and then through that, man, the major door was open to sign with EMI.
That's a major label to be signed with, EMI, for your first project. That's awesome.
We're very excited about it, man. They've been great to me, man. It's a spiritual, you know, a Christian company, man. So
right,
it's like,
right.
You know, when you start talking what God is giving, because sometimes it doesn't make sense what God will give you.
Right.
But it's great to have some Christian people working, and they understand. You know what I'm
saying?
Good. So it's been cool, man.
That's good. Mm-hmm. So tell us about the new CD, man.
Well, the new CD actually dropped September the 26th.
Okay.
And, man, I'm really excited about it, man. You know, just from seeing, doing the project independently, getting signed, and to finally have it come out nationally.
Wow.
You know, it's a great thing, man. I'm excited about that. And we're actually been just going around, just spreading the word about it, man, just letting people know what's going on. And the album, I think, is going to really bless people because it's simply my testimony, man. It explains who I am and just everything I've been going through, man, just letting people know that even though, like, with my condition, man, the weapon may, you know, form, but it doesn't have to prosper. So it doesn't hold me back. I don't let it, you know, I don't stay at home and just whine about it, man. I'm still out ministering, telling people just because, you know, you may have to go through some things, man, you still got to do what you
got
to do.
You got that right.
Yeah.
You got that right.
Yeah.
So you practically wrote all the songs?
Actually, I just wrote two songs on this particular album. And like I said, because I have so many friends, I was able to spread the word and really just pick the songs that I thought was going to really, you know, identify with where I'm at right now.
Right,
yeah,
right, right.
Absolutely.
And you can pick it up everywhere.
Everywhere, man. EMI,
everywhere.
They make sure that it's easy to go get.
That's all right.
Yeah.
So if someone wanted to get in contact with you,
mm-hmm.
How could they do so?
Well, my management company is called This Is What I Do Entertainment. I got a brother that works very closely with me. His name is Wade Jordan. And, man, I guess I'll just give his number out over the air. It's 773-814-0853. And, man, he's been taking great care of it. It's like we're the best of friends, man. So he definitely represents me well.
That's all good, man.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, man, thank you so much for stopping by today.
Listen,
man,
it's my honor and my privilege, man. And I don't know if everybody gets a chance to see you, but this is a cool brother right here. His shoes are matching his shirt. Everybody don't do that right. So it's a cool guy right here.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you so much for stopping by, man. Appreciate that.
Absolutely.
All right, take care.
Bless you, man.
This is Trina, and I'm listening to the Jew Joyner Show.
Yo, Tim. Yo, Bob. We had to do it, man. Yeah. We gotta praise God while we got the chance. Yeah.
I'm gonna praise God while I got the chance.
watch me while I do my dance. When I think of you, gotta clap my hands, clap my hands. I'm gonna praise God while I got the chance. Watch me while I do my dance. This one's for you, gotta clap my hands, clap my hands. Excuse me while I praise him. I might look crazy to you, but this is the way that I express myself. This cruel world that's crazy, and now my mind is somewhere else. But
I'm gonna praise God while I got the chance. Watch me while I do my dance. When I think of you, gotta clap my hands, clap my hands. I'm gonna praise God while I got the chance. Watch me while I do my dance. This one's for you.
Got love for all my people, and we gotta give it up to him. See, this whip that I am driving, these clothes that I am rocking, and the ice, it all belongs to him, not me.
You've done so much, much for me. I'm gon' clap and move my feet. Let them talk about me. It's so good you set me free. I'm so blessed just to
for being in tune to the Jew Joiner Show. I want to send a special shout out to our affiliates, High Joy Radio, Gospel Impact Radio, In Sound Radio, and Holy Revival Radio. Good people, you know I want to hear from you. You can contact the baby boy at jewjoiner@gmail.com, and you can visit my website at www.jewjoiner.net. Hit me up because I have a special gift for you. I love you to life, and there is nothing you can do about it. I'm out of here. Peace.